In a few minutes, he had blown 3 months' pay. He left the mess hall, thinking how dumb he was. Not to have gambled, but to have lost everything without once shooting the dice himself. Back in barracks, he ran into Skip Muck. There was a dice game going on. Malarkey asked Muck if he intended to get in it. No, Muck replied. He was tired of being broke all the time. Besides, he only had $60 left after paying off his previous gambling debts. Malarkey thereupon talked him into a $60 loan and got into the game. In 15 minutes, he had built himself a bankroll of French francs, British pounds, U.S. dollars, Belgian francs, and Dutch guilders. The arguments about the exchange rate around those crap games were intense. Somehow, these guys, most of whom had hated and mostly flunked math in high school, figured it out. Malarkey took his money over to the NCO club and got into a game with some 20 players. He threw $60 of U.S. money into the game, the amount he had borrowed from Muck. He won. He let it ride and won again, and again, and again. On the last throw, he had $3,000 riding. He won. He was afraid to leave the game with more than $6,000, which was damn near the whole company payroll. He put the large francs in his pocket and stayed in the game until he had lost all the American, British, Dutch, and Belgian money. Returning to the barracks, he gave Muck the $60 plus a $500 tip. He still had $3,600. The men were put to work improving the barracks. The most recent occupants had been two divisions of German infantry plus several squadrons of light cavalry. German orders of the day, propaganda posters and the like, were on the walls. They came down. The leavings of the horses were cleaned up. Bunks were repaired, latrines and roads improved. And through it all, like a bright thread, the 506th scrapbook Currahee declared, ran the anticipation of the Paris passes. Morning, noon, and night, anywhere you happened to be, you could hear it being discussed. Division policy was that the men would go into Paris by companies one at a time. The ones who made it came back with tales that topped those their fathers told after visiting Paris in 1918-1919. The ones who were waiting discussed endlessly what they were going to do when they got to the city. Some individuals got passes. In a couple of cases, they were wasted. Dick Winters got a pass. He went to Paris, got on the metro, rode to the end of the line, and discovered that he had taken the last run of the day.